The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I haven't talked to y'all in a while. I remember you guys.
Man, I'm so glad. I don't even know if you remember the first time I met you. This was like in 2001, maybe 2002. Do you remember being on stage with a little boy who had a dream to be on stage with you? And oh my God.
Where were we in?
Odessa, Texas. He was a sick little boy and you allowed him to come on stage with you.
Man, I wish I did remember. I don't remember, but I love hearing stories like this. I'm sure the more you give me, I'm sure it'll come back. But all in all, I'm loving just hearing you talk about it.
I will tell you, it made such an impact on me. This is when I first started radio. That's probably why you don't remember, because you were just kind of, I mean, you were just popping off, right? During that time, you were right in the middle of everything. So you probably had a million people coming at you. But I always talk about that because you were such a real one to let him up there. I don't think that he survived, you know, much longer after us. You made that little boy's dream come true. He was about 6 or 7 years old. And they just made huge impact on me.
No, I received that. And honestly, man, that's just the type of person I am. I feel like we're all here, obviously, for a limited amount of time. And it's all about love and having those type of connections that make you feel the passion from somebody's soul. So I appreciate that.
Well, you know, it was a make-a-wish and you made his wish come true. And that's what matters.
There you go.
You know, I think about all of this in the beginning and how, and I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I think you should be in the conversation when it comes to top five MCs, like always. And when I really think about it, but I am admittedly somebody who forgets because you went off to be a star.
To be a movie star.
Appreciate that. And, I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, but what is it that made you want to do music again right now?
Sometimes, you know, when humbly speaking, when you have 25 years of just catalog and all these fans have kept it relevant for so long, consistently, you kind of have to take a step back and really fall in love with it all over again and just get that perspective of hunger of what made you want to start. Because sometimes you can lose sight of that with all of the other things going on. And I think that's what I had to do in order to talk about real things of what I'm passionate about now, where I'm at. And right now, I just feel like fun needs to be back in music. And that's
I got to talk to him about bringing the fun back, because I mean, I love Gunna, I love Future and a lot of Atlanta rappers, but you're bringing that fun. You've always had that fun sound, that fun, like you've always been a very entertaining person. And I feel like hip hop and just in general is missing that right now. Did you see a lane? Is that part of the reason you wanted to do it?
I think it was just timing. It's not even seeing the lane. It was like the timing of me doing all these different things and shooting movies and being able to understand that no matter what I do, music is always my first love. And when you say fun, I know people have been waiting for these ludicrous videos. Wait till you see Pullover Video. We are all the fans will be very, very happy about coming back with this craziness. Trust.
It's funny that you said that, because that's what I mean. Like, we're missing that. We are. The internet has been such a beautiful thing. It's also been somewhat of a curse.
Right.
Because it's a dumping space. I hate to say that. It's hard to sift through. When you look at the charts right now.
Yeah. Well, on the rhythmic chart, you got Wale number one. I think T.I. was number two and French Montana's number three.
So you're looking at all veteranos. You know what I mean? Like everybody's, it's because, like you said, you have such a passion for that. You're not chasing a hit. You have genuine love for the music. And by the way, the song is so fun.
It's a fun record.
Yes.
Wait till you see the video. But thank y'all for that. And by the way, you guys probably think I'm talking about a woman on that record. But you don't realize there's other things that have bodies and curves that I'm very, very passionate about. So when you listen to it again, listen to it from a different perspective.
It's got to be about a car then, right?
I mean, I am Mr. Fast and Furious. Who knows? We shall see.
So Fast and Furious, I mean, you have so much money now. I mean, you must love music because you absolutely don't have to do this, right? You absolutely.
But who's to say I didn't spend that money that I got? You don't know that. I might be broke again.
I know that.
I got a feeling you would be all right. Yeah.
Nah, you didn't do any of that. Fast and Furious, do you still enjoy filming? Because you said you miss the music, you're back, you're hungry. Do you still enjoy filming it? It's
1,000%. And Universal, they just put March of 2028 on the calendar. So if that is indeed true, we will be shooting the last Fast and Furious probably top of next year. And I can't, how can I not enjoy it? Like me and Tyrese, we have so much damn fun on set and just constantly coming up with lines and just a lot of stuff that they choose from those movies is us just having fun, man. Truly.
You started out in radio. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, when you say started out, I've been rapping since I was 9, but I went to a radio station trying to get put on as a rapper because I knew all the artists and producers would come to the station. But I've got known in Atlanta as a radio, you know, personality first. But I'd always been rapping. That was just a means to an end.
I was going to say, so did you kind of go into the radio game thinking this is the way I'm going to spread my music throughout the industry?
Exactly. I was like, I said, I'm going to go up here and all these producers, I'm going to give them my music. And it's only a matter of time. Somebody's going to love it so much that they're going to sign me. That was my idea.
And that's what happened.
How long were you in radio for?
Man, I want to say like 5-6 years, something like that. It was fresh out of high school.
Oh my gosh. So you just right away, but obviously people knew that you had something special. Like I said, the top MC conversation, I don't think your name comes up enough because you became the movie star. I really mean that.
Yeah. And people, we can address that. But I was going to say, going up to the radio station is it was kind of a hard thing to do as well, because I became so popular as a radio disc jockey. They were like hard to see me as a rapper. So what ended up happening was I literally put all that money that I got from being a radio disc personality and put it into my own album. And that's what became Incognito, which later became Back for the First Time. So again, believing in myself, and that's how it happened. And that conversation, yes, I appreciate that. I feel like I should be in the top five. But you got to understand what also makes me unique, that sets me apart from everybody else, is that I play too goddamn much. So that is sometimes...
When you
have so much fun, sometimes the seriousness of the conversation can get overtaken by how much fun Ludacris has. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. So I just want you to understand that. I love the this is the best thing. People like yourself, people who are true Ludacris fans, they'll always fight for me. And I'm going to fight right there with you. But don't take it to heart too personally.
Right.
Because I also have a lot of fun in those conversations. They don't like people who have too much fun in those conversations.
No, you're right. I never really thought about it because
it's art.
Yeah, it's art. It's all subjective. But I mean,
What about, okay, you've been married a long time, which is very rare. And then we're
define a long time. What's anything over what is a
over a decade?
Anything over a year in this business? Ain't about. Why are we even trying to play?
That's don't a good play. Point. I like
don't play.
That.
You know, I mean it. I'm like, oh my, I'm rooting for a couple. So I'm like, no, they didn't make it. No, they didn't make it. What is the secret to this long marriage? I mean, you're in the industry. You're out there. What's made it different for you and your wife?
Now, I can't speak for everybody. I would say the timing of people's lives is extremely important. I feel like as a man, you have to be very mature, mentally, spiritually, physically. You know what I'm saying? And as a woman, it's the same thing. I feel like there's a maturity level of people that come together. They have to be on the same accord. They have to know that it's not going to be all, you know, bells and whistles the entire time, and that you're going to have difficulties, but you have to grow together. You have to have differences and work those differences out, but communication and strong love and passion is always going to keep things where they need to be. And you know, so that's basically what I would say.
It doesn't hurt that she's absolutely stunning, by the way.
Thank you.
And
I agree.
Your daughters, your girl dad, how many daughters do you have?
4 daughters.
You got 4 daughters?
Surrounded by women all the time. What's that like?
My life.
Yeah, that's his life too. What how do you feel about that?
You see, I'm over here shooting, and this is my little salon barbershop away from the house. So how do I feel about it? I love them with all my heart, but I have to get the hell away from them every now and then so that I can balance this stuff out. But I'm joking. I love them. It's the greatest thing ever. You have all these girls. They're going to take care of you for the rest of your life, no matter
what. That's what I always say. I always say that we have 3 daughters, and I always say I'm good. No matter what, I'm good. Somebody's going to take care of me. Even if she left me, somebody would take care of me.
Preach. Preach. As long as they don't marry knuckleheads, which I'm doing everything in my power for that not to happen, we're going to be good.
How do you feel about that? Like knowing that they're going to go off into that, you know,
it's not easy.
Get married. And how is that?
It's life. It's evolution. All I can do is prepare them to the best of my ability to know what to look out for and to choose wisely, very wisely.
You can't go out and not get recognized.
Like, I was going to say, do their boyfriends know who you are?
Yeah, come on.
The you said plural. There's only one, the oldest, that has a boyfriend right now.
Okay, don't hurry my girls up, okay? Yeah, do they recognize you right away? I mean, come on.
Yeah. So the oldest, they know, they definitely know who I am. And yeah, man, it's, I move like a ghost. So if I go out in public, I move like a crook per se. Let me say, put it to you that way. We're still in a time frame where I can put a mask on and a hoodie and some sunglasses and nobody's looking at me crazy because it's the norm now. So I feel, I move around here like a crook. I feel real good in these times. Trust me, it's comfortable.
On my flight back to Houston the other day, Terrell Owens was doing that.
I was like,
I know that's him.
Yeah, man. No, it's a beautiful thing. Trust me. It's, I can walk in the food court at malls and just feel like a regular person and nobody says anything.
That's
like,
a blessing.
Who's that guy with the hoodie and glasses and mask? Nope. He must
be. Once they recognize you, you know, it's on. So pull over. We've got the video coming. The song is, we already love it. It's very upbeat and fun. Like you said, I feel like we really need that. Especially the everything, you know. Will you, if somebody like a festival like Coachella or something like that, why, you know, if they came to you, would you be willing to perform your new and or older catalogs?
Of course, man. I'm waiting on the Coachella call, but 1,000%. There's nothing that I enjoy doing more in this music industry than performing. I'm gonna give you, pay one penny to come see me, I'm still gonna give you everything I got. So I look forward to doing more festivals, and we've been hitting them one by one. So I feel like Coachella's on the way.
Man, that would be amazing because I know you put on a great show.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Well, when's the video dropping? Like, when will we be able to see the video?
Video dropping in 2 weeks. Pullovers on all DSPs, all the streaming platforms, requested on the radio. But like I said, We're bringing fun back to music. Thank y'all for supporting, and we back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.